you've got the special listener who's on her way to work.
I just wanted to say hello to my wife, Barbara, who's driving into work. Thank you, Tony.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about guns. And there was some legislation that has been introduced by Senator Mike Green, who's from Mayville. And this legislation would, and this is a story I got from the AP, and I would like to credit whoever wrote it, but I can't because their name isn't on it. But this legislation would repeal the so-called no-carry gun-free public zones. Those zones would include sports stadiums, schools, university dorms, and classrooms, as well as daycare centers, churches, hospitals, and casinos. So basically, you could carry a gun. Before I ask you about that piece of legislation, your take on gun control.
I'm a firm supporter of the Second Amendment. We'll support the senator's bill that he's introducing, and I was glad to see him do that.
You seem to think that this situation has been politicized, especially after what happened in Arizona.
You know, it's very unfortunate when we have such a tragic incident that we had in Arizona that people try to politicize that. If you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. And I think that's just real clear. Obviously, the community mental health system in Arizona failed to detect something. Perhaps the police agencies in Arizona should have done some more referrals so that the gentleman could have gotten some help. What he did was wrong. It was very tragic. And, you know, we pray every day for the congresswoman.
So you wouldn't have a challenge if Brittany and I were packing here or anywhere you go, any place you go, someone might have a concealed weapon.
That would be fine. And I, you know, and I wanted to comment. Brittany looks like she's a college intern from Michigan State.
Actually, she's not. She is much older than she looks, and that will serve her well in 20 or 30 years from now. But in talking about this legislation, and I know you haven't had a chance to look at it, but from what I've said, would you support that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you think can be done for people who shouldn't have guns? Can we have tighter restrictions for folks to make it a little tougher to get guns? How do you handle that?
You know, I'm just a firm supporter of the Second Amendment. What I would like to do is perhaps have more educational programs. I'd like to see the schools perhaps get more involved in a lot of the issues so that people have a better understanding of this whole situation, and I think the rights that were given by the United States Constitution to carry guns.
Let's talk about the budget. I've heard numbers everywhere from $1.6 to $2.0 billion. How in the world is a new Senate, a new House, a new governor going to get a two-year budget done by May?
Yeah, it's going to be an extraordinarily heavy lift for the legislature to get that done. And the $1.8, I usually round it off $1.8 billion. There's some easy low-hanging fruit we can go get right away. The earned income tax credit, I think, is a program that will probably come to an end. That'll save the state $300 million. You know, the speaker has really talked about, and the top priority for us is welfare reform. This is not an immediate savings, but it is a savings each of the next, you know, 20, 30 years, and that'll be a hard cap on welfare benefits of 48 months, something we've been trying to push for quite a while.
What else can be done in the short term to help the budget situation?
One is just, I think, regulatory reform, making it easier for businesses to open a business, more encouraging businesses, a more positive business climate. We talked about the item pricing law. I believe Representative Lisa Lyons, posthumous from the west side of the state, will actually be introducing that legislation today.
Okay. So you'll support that
legislation? Yeah, I'll definitely support that. That does save business $2 billion across the state of Michigan in a fiscal year. And I think that type of savings is what we're really looking for.
And before we talk about more specific topics dealing with the budget, I wanted to ask you about the tone at the state. It seemed like last year, between the governor and the lieutenant governor and the speaker and the minority leader, there was just this tug of war. There was no cooperation. There wasn't an environment to get things done. There's a sense that that's changing.
I think for 4 years, the Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Governor had a difficult time working together. I don't think they were even in the same room. It's very encouraging now because the Governor, Randy Richardville, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, do sit down on a regular basis. They're going to be having a breakfast once a week, making sure that they're all on the same page, they're all moving together. And I think they see the importance of that communication.
When talking about that budget, is there enough out there to help balance that as far as not only cuts, but pork, if you will?
Tony, there has to be, because as you talk to small business owners and you talk to the average person who lives here in Lansing or DeWitt, they don't have the money anymore to pay more taxes. And even if we did do that, we were told back in 2007 by the House Fiscal Director, Mitch Bean, that if we raise taxes $1.5 billion, which we did, unfortunately, still in 2008, we'd need another $1 billion. Government here at the state of Michigan is growing at a rate of at least $1 billion a year. That's what has to stop, and we have to start going in the other direction.
Wanted to talk about something else. There was talk out there about banning hunting and snowmobiling in Michigan forests. What's your thought on that?
I'm a pro hunter, and I don't see any problem with snowmobiles. And I think the DNR, for the most part, has done a pretty good job regulating that.
Do the legislators need 2 weeks off for hunting season, for deer season?
No. Now, a lot of them don't take 2 weeks off. Right. I don't hunt. I haven't been hunting now in probably 10 years. But I spend those 2 weeks in the district working with people. And that's a very important part of the job, is making sure they understand what we have done, what we're going to do, and then also answering questions and helping them work through the bureaucracy of state government.
Do you think legislation will ever change that?
Actually, we don't need legislation to change that. We could simply
go
have
to work.
Session and go to work. Now, a lot of things do happen. We still have committee meetings, but we don't have formal session. And a lot of work still does get done during that two-week period of time.
It costs $10,000 more for us to house a prisoner as opposed to Indiana. Do you see any changes coming in there?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my pet peeves, is the Department of Corrections. We were told by the past governor the only way to really solve the problem is to reduce inmate population. So she ended up doing a lot of early paroles, and we went from 52,000 down to 47,000 inmates, but yet the budget still went up $100 million. There are savings within corrections. There's a lot of things we need to address, and we need to lower the cost per prisoner. The Department of Agriculture, I think 2 years ago, did away with its regional offices. Corrections still has that. That would be a nice way to actually downsize the expenditures within corrections, is to do away with the regional offices. They have seven levels of supervision from the guard level to Lansing, and that's got to change.
I had about 15 seconds. What's important to you? What are you going to be working on for the next 30 days?
Well, obviously, probably the Drick Bridge is something we'll be working on over the next 30 days. I've got some legislation I've introduced that if we don't have the budget done by July 1, we don't get paid. And so we'll be looking to implement that.
All right. Thanks so much for your time.
Tony, thank you.